It sparked maybe a surprising controversy. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force issued a recommendation saying women should hold off on getting screening for breast cancer until the age of 50. The previous recommendation had been to start at age 40. And like I said, it sparked a huge debate, not only among women, but among the entire health community in the United States. Barbara Ehrenreich is the author of Bright Sided, How the Relentless Promotion of Positive Thinking Has Undermined an America. And she wrote an op-ed for the LA Times and saying that feminism has been replaced by the pink ribbon breast cancer cult. Barbara, good morning.
Hi. Good to be with you, Celeste.
You too. Tell me what the pink ribbon breast cancer cult is.
Oh, well, you see, especially in October, you saw it all around you, right? I mean, we see so many products that come with a pink ribbon and some promise to donate a tiny percentage of the profits to breast cancer research. Then October is the month also of all the walks and runs for the cure. You know, there's a... It's a major cultural phenomenon, which is there's no equivalent of for any other disease.
I have to ask you. You were talking, and you yourself are a survivor of breast cancer, and you spoke in your op-ed about that this issue isn't about healthcare costs. Why is it not about healthcare costs?
Well, we're very sensitized to the issue of healthcare costs right now, with health reform having been debated for months. And I think that, you know, there was an immediate suspicion is, oh, they're going to take something away. Look, they're going to the new guidelines are just to reduce the amount of
right,
care
they're
we
rationed.
Can get. However, I was really alarmed when a few weeks before that, an amendment to the health reform bill in the House of Representatives would have taken away women's abortion rights, even if they had private insurance to pay for abortion.
But not much discussion of that, I guess.
Right.
You know, what was so profound about your article to me is that, you know, the larger issues of feminism are being concealed behind this narrower medical issue. And we've seen that with people with disabilities, where it's great to talk about a cure, but not good to talk about economic equity for those kinds of people. Is this sort of a precedent in American culture?
Well, I think it is. I think it's also, it's, I should say, there's no equivalent really in any other nation. We uniquely do this. We have this pink ribbon culture. It's very visible here. We also have higher rates of mammography screening than other countries, and higher rates of chemotherapy than other countries for breast cancer, without any improvement in mortality relative to those other countries. So there's something funny going on here. It's a little hard to penetrate. And I can sympathize with the urge to say, oh, well, you can't take anything away from us. You know, and I would certainly say if these screenings worked, well, damn the expense, just do it, right?
Right.
It's a terrible disease. But, you know, the evidence it's been leaking in for a long time. In other countries, you know, the doctors from other countries come here and they say, what? What? You're doing all these mammograms? You're doing all this treatment? And there's finally been a realization, and we're not getting anywhere with that, that in fact we're subjecting an awful lot of women, and I think I would count myself as one of them, to possibly unnecessary and rather ghastly and debilitating treatments.
So if what I'm hearing from you and from your op-ed is correct, there are some really what you think very serious issues, feminist issues out there that are being brushed aside. And you mentioned the abortion debate over the Bart Stupak amendment to the health care bill. That's being brushed aside and shoved under the table while people really focus on the breast care mammogram testing issue, which to your mind is just not that important of an issue.
Well, I think it is important. But what it's important to do is to realize we have not been achieving a lot in this nation by doing so much mammography and perhaps over-treatment for breast cancer. It has not been, you know, it's not been saving the lives it's supposed to be. That is very important to recognize and deal with that fact. And to realize also that the pink ribbon breast cancer cult means it's a very corporate-involved kind of thing. What does a corporation do when it wants to signal to its consumers that it's woman-friendly? It stamps a pink ribbon on its product. You know, it's like apple pie. You couldn't find the same level of concern ever for AIDS because that's a little bit edgy, right? A little touchy, that disease. But breast cancer is all apple pie. Yeah, every corporation wants in on it, wants to sponsor the runs and the walks and so forth. And that we've kind of fallen into something here that may not even be healthy.
Are you not an argument, a support? Are you not yourself a support for the argument that this is not about the cost or the numbers or how effective these are, that you yourself, your life may have been saved by a mammography?
It may have been, but I also hold open the several other nastier possibilities. One is that mammography itself contributes to breast cancer. I mean, that's not a point. I mean, that really happens. And that in my case, it might have been, you know, how do I know it wasn't the cumulative exposure to radiation from all that mammography beginning when I was 40 that caused the, well, I think I began a little later than that, but that caused the tumor eventually to occur. Or even more likely in my case, I was taking hormone replacement therapy because it had been advertised as sort of this wonderful way of preventing almost all the diseases of old age. And so I've been taking that. And about a year after my cancer, 2 years after my cancer diagnosis, it was found out that hormone replacement therapy actually contributes to breast cancer. And
yeah.
Does not do anything for the other things it was supposed to do.
It sounds to me, Barbara Ehrenreich, like they're telling the feminists of the United States, the takeaway here is don't get distracted by political correctness and focus on the issues that really affect women's rights and women's health on a daily basis. That is,
well, focus on health, yeah.
Yeah. Barbara Ehrenreich is the author of Bright Sighted, How the Relentless Promotion of Positive Thinking Has Undermined America. Her op-ed appeared in the LA Times yesterday. She joined us from Virginia.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.